Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. U.S. Special Forces have killed a senior Islamic State group official and 10 other terrorist operatives in northern Somalia this week. The target was Bilal al-Sadani, a key money man for the global terrorist network. He was hiding in a mountainous cave complex. Special Forces tried to capture him, but when that became improbable, al-Sadani was eliminated. Police cam video of the Memphis, Tennessee police officers arresting and are suspected of killing a motorist will be released later today. The attorneys for some of the ex-Memphis police officers involved in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols say the officers are in shock.
Blake Ballin, attorney for ex-Memphis officer Desmond Mills Jr., says his client is upset.
He's put on a very strong facade, but I know underneath it all, this is causing him and his family a lot of anxiety. And a lot of pain.
Nichols, a black man, died in the hospital days after a January 7th traffic stop involving the police officers, who are also black. The five officers are now facing murder charges. The attorneys say they have not seen the body cam video of the arrest yet, but should be released shortly. I'm Dave Collins.
Survivors of Auschwitz and the Nazis' Final Solution are gathered in Poland Friday to commemorate the 78th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi Germany death camp in the final months of World War II. Today's somber ceremony was along the backdrop of war once again in the region when Russia invaded Ukraine nearly 1 year ago. A new Guinness Book of World Records for the largest pizza was announced this week. 13,990 square feet. Congratulations, Pizza Hut. The ingredients included 13,653 pounds of dough, just about 5,000 pounds of sweet marinara sauce, and over 8,800 pounds of cheese. The event took place in Los Angeles. This is USA News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer Any Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The housing market is breathing again after struggling since late last year. It's a good sign for the economy overall and a run counter to some of the dire predictions made last fall when mortgage rates were skyrocketing. Homebuyers are dealing with higher mortgage rates and sellers are accepting the need to cut prices and make concessions. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage is now sitting at 6.13%. Archaeologists say they have found a gold leaf-covered mummy sealed inside a sarcophagus that had not been opened for 4,300 years. The mummy is the remains of a man and is thought to be one of the oldest, most complete non-royal corpses ever found in Egypt. It was discovered down a 50-foot shaft at a burial site south of Cairo, where three other tombs were found recently. California Democrat Representative Adam Schiff, after being kicked off the Intelligence Committee for suspected leaking sensitive material to the media over the years and a failed impeachment of then-President Trump, has announced a run for the Senate. Here he is on Cron 4 overnight.
I think that our democracy is at grave risk, and in part because our economy has just not been working for millions of Americans, for many who can't afford a roof over their head, even though they're working full-time. Others that can't afford good quality health care, And when people see their quality of life at risk, when they see their children's future in doubt, it leaves them open to a demagogue who comes along and promises that he alone can fix it.
Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop. Now, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez, good to have you with us, and good to have Dr. Dan McMillan here as we remember Holocaust Remembrance Day. Today is the official day. Dan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be back with you, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Well, Dr. McMillan holds a Ph.D. in German history from Columbia University and a law degree from Fordham University. And this book that you have written, How Could This Happen?, is so important in the modern context, because lest we forget, we need to look over our shoulder. We need to look in the rearview mirror and understand what happened, especially in the face and the reality of some people, maybe because we're down the road, or maybe because what happened during the Holocaust is so incredible that we cannot get our brains around it to even believe that humanity could be so debased and be responsible for killing so many millions of people, Dan.
Well, I think you're right. And you put your finger, Bill, on something that's very important about Holocaust denial. I think the people who are peddling this mind poison, and there are people all around the world who are selling it, I think those people are motivated by anti-Semitism of the most vicious kind and hatred for Israel. But Their ideas, I think, fall on fertile ground, because the Holocaust frightens us so much that we would rather believe that it was not possible, that it did not happen. It would be comforting to think that, because the Holocaust is the only historical event that frightens people, and there are good reasons for it, and I've devoted almost 50 years of my life to figuring out exactly what about the Holocaust is so scary and why it gets under our skin the way no other event does.
Well, Dan, does it bother you? I mean, you think of the Holocaust. I was thinking about this. I go, 6 million Jews, targeted. And it was Jews, but it was also the less thans of Germany at the time. They were targeted. But it also was something that was such a pandemic, in a sense, that was responsible for killing, 180 million people, in the 20th century?
In Europe is usually said to be... Oh, you're talking about the flu pandemic. Are you talking about the, I'm sorry.
No. I'm not talking. I'm talking about the in a sense, poor metaphor, but it's just this murdering pandemic that took place politically where we just, we annihilated and killed 100. I mean, all told about 100-year span between all the isms that were taking place,
Okay, if you're talking about a century, then that's a pretty accurate death toll. The conventional death toll, I think, for World War II between Europe and Asia is at least 50 million is the figure you hear. Mm-hmm. I think that what's kind of distinctive about Germany, though, is the sheer number of people who were deliberately murdered. I mean, most of the people who died in Stalin's Russia and Mao's China died of starvation.
Yes.
From economic failures that came from applying a crackpot Marxist ideology to agriculture. But in Germany, you have, you know, outright deliberate murder of 6 million Jews, and something that has never happened in history before since, that is targeting a group for complete biological extinction. They saw the Jews effectively as a virus. Yeah. And if Hitler had won in Europe and could have achieved world domination, there's no question. I think every historian agrees. His next step would be to strike at every single Jewish community around the globe. Because it's like it's a virus, and if you can, you want to stamp it out everywhere so it can never grow back. But in addition to that, there were 6 or 7 million outright murder victims who were Gentiles, 3.3 million Soviet POWs, almost 2 million Poles, several hundred thousand German mental patients or people with hereditary diseases, A kind of overarching, the bottom line conclusion, or the most important thing that I want people to understand about that era and about the German government, that really this is a moment in history where the ruling class, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of governing elites, of really what it was in many ways the most advanced human society, came to decide that an individual human life has absolutely no intrinsic value whatsoever. I mean, human life gets cheapened in every war and every massacre, but in only one point in history was this devaluation total and uncompromising. And that's why, I mean, if we could go back in time and gather around the table 15 or 20 of these murderers, whether they're murdering Jews or murdering Soviet POWs, and we would ask them with great anguish in our voice, why in heaven's name are you doing something so cruel?
Right.
I can't prove this, but I feel confident from everything that I've studied that what we get from most of them is a shrug of the shoulders and a question they would put to us, why not? They're just people.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's something that people really don't, in a way it's so scary that it's something that even a lot of academic historians haven't really singled out and highlighted and elevated about the Holocaust, but it really is the defining feature of that era. I mean, the Jewish victims were special in the sense that they were perceived, you know, not just as having no worth, as every individual human life has no worth, but indeed as a separate species that was genetically determined to be parasitic and destructive, a vermin in human form that you wanted to eradicate.
Exactly.
But, you know, they also had no regard for individual German life. I mean, they spent the lives of their troops like water. German military dead in World War II was 5.3 million out of a nation of 80 million. We lost 400,000, and that's staggering enough. And
yes,
there was one moment, and then I'll let you talk, but I just wanted to say, there's one story that Hitler's generals once came to him to complain. They were alarmed at the shockingly high death rate among junior officers in the Wehrmacht on the Russian front. And Hitler said, well, that is what the young men are there for.
Mm.
And that's that complete moral nihilism, that I think is what terrifies us.
See, you touched on something that people, you know, don't quite understand. And that is when you attack anybody and you reduce humanity, you're actually doing this to yourself. And it doesn't just stay with that people group. And that's what was going on. The soldiers were coming, going, you know, this is, I mean, they didn't quite fully understand because they've been indoctrinated and they must follow orders. But yet, even in spite of that, it bothered them. And this is what, you know, I look at, Dan, and I see, my goodness, can't these, you know, socialists and Marxists see the destruction that they're doing, that, yeah, them right now, it may be targeted toward Christians or, you know, people that they perceive as less than, but guess what? They enter into the pool and they become less than. It is a purposeful dumbing down and mediocritizing of society. And they're participating in it. And guess what? If they survive, hey, they're into this, they're in this messy pool themselves that they created for themselves.
Well, any denigration of the value of human life is dangerous, and more than dangerous, it makes all of us less than what we can be. You know,
Including the perpetrators. That's my point.
Including the perpetrators. And it's true of every prejudice. And you think, for example, when we talk
about... Dan, I'm sorry. We got to go to quick break. Let me interrupt.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Hit the pause button. We'll be back with more from Dan McMillan. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. It is Holocaust Remembrance Day, and to honor this day, a hallowed day, in my humble opinion, we've got Dr. Dan McMillan with us, his new book, How Could This Happen? Dan, I just so appreciate your academic commitment, your research in this. you know, to help us keep into context, into proper context, you know, what happened during the Holocaust. And if we're really sincere about this never happening again, you know, we need to continue to hear these stories so that people realize that, number one, it did happen. And number two, that humanity has the capacity to do it again, lest, you know, we don't check ourselves.
Both of those things are enormously important, Bill. You know, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that one of the reasons also that Holocaust denial gets the traction that it does is that explaining why it happened is difficult, because the causation of the Holocaust was very complex. I mean, it's just, you read my book, there's just all these moving parts. Now, I put all this effort, went through 23 drafts to make it as easy to read as I could, to make it as short as I could, and I like to think that I have made the complex simple, that I've made it an easy read. And I'm very proud of that. That was my primary goal. But and in a way, though, because so many people and people who teach the Holocaust really don't yet haven't really looked even at this full approach, haven't put the pieces of the puzzle together, if you don't explain to something how something like this is possible, then it is very easy to deny that it happened, because it becomes incredible. You make it credible by explaining it. You know, the other thing I would say, though, that I think does get left out of the discussion, you know, it is a warning to us. At the same time, we don't want the Holocaust to lead us into despair, because if we fall into despair, if we fall into pessimism about humanity's moral progress and about our future, that can lead us to give up on progress, and that can make a genocide more likely. And I think that one of the things that I argue in my book is that really this, for this to happen in our most advanced society, it wasn't enough for one thing to go wrong, or two, or even three. There were a dozen factors, and everyone was indispensable. This was an almost impossible perfect storm.
I was going to say, exactly.
And therefore, yes, you know, the Holocaust is a warning to us, a permanent warning, that we can never take for granted the value we place on human life. On the other hand, I do not think it is a valid reason for pessimism about the future of humanity, not least because the Holocaust is not the only thing we've done in our time on Earth. And as I look, and I look at the great sweep of history, especially in the last three centuries, I see so much moral progress. We are so much more decent and kind than we were two centuries ago, or three.
Right.
And even in our country, just compared to 60 years ago, you think about the status of women, the opportunity discrimination against black people. We still have plenty of progress to make, but compared to 60 years ago, we have come very far. We are far more kind to each other and fair to each other than we used to be. And I think that progress...
Well, and I think that's a fair statement. That's a fair statement, and thank you for saying that, because I think that sometimes we can be so focused on the negative that we don't appreciate the positive advancement that has been made. And, you know, to your point about the simplicity of taking the complex and making it simple, I think Sir Ian Kershaw, the author of Hitler and the End, The Defiance and Destruction of Hitler's Germany, 1944-45, had this to say about your book. He says, Dan McMillan's book is clearly written, well-structured, and rests on good acquaintance with recent research. It offers a thoughtful and intelligent answer for a non-specialist readership to the vital but often strangely ignored question, what caused the Holocaust? It deserves to be widely read. That's quite the acclaim for you, and a reaffirmation of all the hard work.
Kershaw is the finest living historian of Nazi Germany. He's just brilliant, and not only is he brilliant, he's a nice person. He's genuine. He's totally unpretentious. His ego's under control. He's one of the most impressive people. I've never met him in person. We've just emailed. Just his generosity in reading my manuscript, a manuscript from a relatively unknown scholar. He's really a fine man and just an amazing scholar. Yeah, that meant a lot to me.
You see that. Yeah. Well, and that's awesome. I'm glad that I was able to share that with our audience as well, Dr. McMillan, because it's deserving what you have given us and how this could happen. As you say, there are many moving parts, at least a dozen if you wanted to count them out, and it led to this perfect storm. And, you know, here we are as history continues to march on. We have these valuable lessons that are there before us. But if we don't take advantage, then, you know, we're likely to repeat it. And there are some threats on the horizon that could lead us down this road again, don't you think?
Well, we live in very troubled times, Bill, and particularly in our country, because you and I have talked before about my political project, the dysfunction of the American political system. I think accounts for a lot of pessimism in our country. And altogether, you know, we've got a situation where population growth has outrun the carrying capacity of the land in large parts of the planet, you know, in Latin America, Sub-Saharan Africa, Greater Middle East, and where there already is not enough food and clean drinking water. And you know, shortages of those resources, and that population growth has continued unchecked. We're going to be seeing wars fought over resources. We're going to see wars and genocide. We may see crimes against humanity on a scale that dwarfs even the Second World War. I hate to say it. I hope it's not. Right. I hope that we get lucky. But that said, however, we in the First World, country like ours, like Germany, Canada, and so on, Western Europe, I don't think we are capable of perpetrating another genocide. Even in our country, if we never have another free election, if we lose our democracy, as many of us fear, we're not going to go that far for all kinds of reasons. I think so.
Well, in some of these areas that you talk about, in these third world countries that, have resources that are compromised, are we revisiting what happened during this 100-year period when agriculture was compromised because of policies of leaders, how they, dialed back, the ability for people to produce their own food? I mean, I look at what happened in Israel, for example. Basically, they took a desert and made it flourish because of innovation and ideas and that sort of thing. So is that possible in these other third world countries? Do we have more political and government interference that's exacerbating the problem as opposed to helping the issue? And, because the conclusion that people have, and I hear it from the World Economic Forum and others that say that 8 billion people is unsustainable, that the earth cannot handle that. I have a faith structure that leads me to believe and drives me to believe differently.
Well, I'm glad that you have that faith, and I certainly would be the last person to dispute it. Because it's, even though I'm not a church-going man myself, I think that but you put your finger on something. You talked about government mismanagement. The thing is about all these third world countries is that governmental corruption is just rampant. It's out of control. It's off the charts. And there's just such a waste of resources. I mean, in very few countries do you actually have still a commitment to the Marxist theory, and that is a blessing because that is an economic theory that just does not work, and that did lead to tens of millions of deaths by famine in the Soviet Union and in China, in Mao's China, because failed agricultural policies that were just derived simplistically from this Marxist theory. It looks like we're spared that particular nightmare for the most part, but the corruption, you know, all these governments are basket cases, and it's not all of them. You know, I mean, there are areas, there's still hope, I think, for India, for example, and that's a huge chunk of the world's population. There are many bright spots, but there's a lot of it's very tough. And, you know, we in the First World, I think that we should do more, and I think it's in our interest to do more to help them, but you don't want to just write checks to those governments.
Right.
Because that money just goes straight into some number Swiss bank account for
exactly
family.
Well, and do they have ears to hear, and are we approaching them in such a way to where they see us as an agent of help and not one who wants to come over and take over their country? Dr. Dan McMillan has been our guest. The book will be linked on our website. How could this happen as we remember Holocaust Day around the country today? Dan, thank you for being with us. Godspeed.
Thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate you.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Despite signs of a possible global recession, businesses are planning to continue investing in technology and sustainability in 2023, driven by risks like cyber and ESG, as well as a drive for profitability. A recent study shows that tech spending remains a priority for over 75% of businesses, With cybersecurity, 5G, cloud computing, artificial intelligence, and sustainability as top areas of investment. Catherine Guarini, Chief Information Officer, IBM.
Even though companies are battening down the hatches for a challenging year to come, they're planning key investments in technology. Those that have clear directives and holistic plans to invest in infrastructure, build AI services on top of that infrastructure, secure their digital ecosystem, and make their entire business more sustainable and resilient will come out ahead.
To learn more, visit IBM.com.
USA News Update. The Senate Intelligence Committee lawmakers are being stonewalled by the Biden administration regarding America's secrets in personal homes and unsecure office buildings. The lawmakers with security clearance are weighing how to force the intelligence community to turn over the classified documents to them that ended up in the personal possession of Presidents Biden and Trump. President Biden is urging calm as officials plan to release video of an arrest that led to a motorist's death in Memphis, Tennessee. Body cam video of the encounter with 29-year-old Tyree Nichols will be released to the public, and his lawyers and family says they will show him being severely beaten on January 7th. Nichols died a few days later. Five now-fired police officers face second-degree murder charges. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Chief David Rausch.
In a word, it's absolutely appalling.
TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Melissa Ortiz joins us now as today is the 27th of January, Holocaust Remembrance Day. The theme this year is memory, dignity, and justice. It's fitting in so many ways, especially when the first victims of the Holocaust are considered, remembering disabled people victims then and victims today. Is the National Center for Public Policy Research Senior Advisor for the Able Americans Project, Melissa Ortiz, joins us now. Melissa, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for coming on, because when we consider in remembering aspects of, particular aspects of the Holocaust, there was a direct attack. I refer to them as the less thans. This was the ruling class that decided who was fit and who was not, and whatever they determined to be less than and they could malign, they became the targets, did they not?
That is correct. It was the idea that whoever was expensive, whoever to take care of, whoever was unpleasant to look at or unpleasant to interact with, the idea that if you were considered a burden in any way, that you just sort of needed to not exist anymore.
And here we are, amazingly, you hear the mantra, never will it be done again? We'll never do this again. But yet we've allowed a slow creep of the malignment of people being castigated and being considered and canceled. And, we've really gone on steroids. I mean, we're down a dangerous path right now as a culture, are we not?
We're down a very dangerous path. And I attribute it to the lack of teaching and the lack of remembering. Two-thirds of people under the age of 40 don't even know that the Holocaust really happened and that 6 million Jews were murdered. Mm-hmm. Of that 40, you know, of that two-thirds, less than a tenth of them understand about people with disabilities and chronic illness being the first victims.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just as we were talking with Dan McMillan, he has 6 million Jews during the Holocaust. But that era, I mean, the 100-year span, the total in excess of 180 million people murdered because of the isms. I mean, this kind of stinking
that's
thinking.
That's correct.
Right? And so who did they target? Yes, by neglect. They just say, okay, many died, we know, from starvation. But, I mean, to allow people to die that way is such a lack of dignity. Go ahead.
No, it wasn't just from starvation. During the years leading up to when the first camps opened with the extermination chambers, the gas chambers, between 250,000 and 300,000 people with disabilities, intellectual disabilities, developmental disabilities, physical disabilities, including heroes who had been injured during World War One, were taken against their will from their care homes, from their privately run places like Lutheran hospitals, Catholic hospitals, and from their own private residences with the idea the people that they were taken from, even their own family in some cases, the state authority who came and got them said, hey, don't worry about it. They're going to be fine. We're taking them to a place where they can get better care. And right. We will let you know when it's best to come and visit them. They were taken straight to a killing facility that were the developmental places for the final solution. They were killed immediately through, usually through either lethal injection or through gas vapors in vans, cremated, and then the families were led down a little path with little updates for about 3 to 6 months, and then ashes were sent to them saying, I'm sorry, they got sick and we had to kill them and cremate them we didn't have to kill them, but we had to cremate them once they died for hygiene purposes.
Right, right. Well, and no doubt, I mean, and this is what's so shocking about, about the Holocaust was, you know, the way people were murdered. I mean, this wasn't by accident. Mm-hmm. It wasn't by some pandemic. I mean, this was humanity. At its very lowest.
Yes. It was at its very lowest, but we're going there again.
Mm-hmm.
We're going there again through physician-assisted suicide, medical aid in dying, and the idea that some insurance companies are starting to espouse that if you have a chronic pre-existing condition or a disability, you don't qualify for the same treatments that other people without that disability qualify when it comes to cancer and diseases
right.
like that.
Well, and during that period of time as well, you know, when you consider, you know, here it is, you had, you know, a very sophisticated German society.
Yeah.
And how they could fall victim to this. I mean, and I think this is something that's overlooked quite often in remembering what happened in the Holocaust. And, you know, because some people believe, oh, this would never happen in America. But, wow, I'll tell you, it is very ripe right now. I mean, the way people are maligned, the way they're spoken of. I think the other underlying aspect as well, and we keep bringing this to the forefront, is this eugenicist idea that there must be the survival of the fittest, that there is no way that this earth, this planet, can sustain 8 billion people. I mean, they said it back when it was like 2, you know, we were approaching 2 billion. Now we're here at 8 billion, and their skulls are really, you know, vaporing in the process. And you listen to some of these speeches at the World Economic Forum, and it is very pernicious, Melissa.
Yes, it is. And I finally had to turn off any coverage I was watching at the World Economic Forum because I was just filled with, I want to say righteous indignation, but I'm a good Southern girl, and I'll just tell you that I was good old-fashioned Southern girl, angry and ready to break something.
Right.
And
right.
My husband was, at one point, he was very gently taking pencils out of my hands because I was rolling around our condo in my wheelchair breaking pencils because I was so angry at the lies that were being told. And you hit on something about the isms and the way that we talk to each other. The first step in wrapping our heads around doing somebody in is dehumanizing them.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
All I have to do is watch our own Congress members talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to some of the things that are said. I listen to some of the things that are said to groups of people. Yeah. evangelical Christians when they start talking about people that participate in certain sins that they find abominable. But then again, the flip side of that, and I am, in the interest of full disclosure, I am what would be called an evangelical Christian.
Yes.
And the flip side of that is I start hearing young people under the age of 30 who are experimenting with transgenderism and bisexuality and homosexuality say, if you can't accept that about me, then you can't accept anything about me, and you can't be my friend, and you can't love me. And we have fallen into the same place that I think that Germany was after World War One. They had been decimated and humiliated, and we've fallen into this idea that if you aren't completely on my side about every single little thing, that I can't work with you, I can't be unified to you. And that's just simply not true. Mm-hmm. The things that we agree on, we can agree on and work on together. Ronald Reagan said it best. He said, let me find the 20% that I agree with you on, and let's work on that and leave the rest of it to the side. So that is the mentality that we need to get back to, because we are ripe for somebody to step in and say, well, the way that we fix all this is getting rid of those people or them, or somehow creating such division. We're already there. And one of the things that I'm hoping to do through the National Center for Public Policy Research, the Able Americans Project, is to bring people with disabilities of all political ilks to the table and say to them, let's sit down and talk about what you really need to live your most inclusive, successful life. Not everything you want, but everything you need. Mm-hmm. And then let's advocate for policies that make those things happen.
I mean, in my humble opinion, Melissa, of course, you know better because you live this and you work with this. My belief is the number one thing that people need is acceptance, is significance.
Yes.
That they realize that they are uniquely created no matter where they are and how they are right now.
Yes.
You know, as C.S. Lewis said, when you appreciate that we are all made in the image of God, it really leaves you rather stunned to appreciate that you, as he says, I've never met a mere mortal. I mean, think about that.
Exactly.
I mean, that is so magnificently stated.
Exactly.
And I believe that if we share that.
Offer.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
That.
Mm. And there are many stories, and there are many stories to reinforce that as well, Melissa Ortiz. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Melissa on the other side. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Every day we invest in what matters to us. From coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. Here's author, speaker, and entrepreneur Scott Powell on what we can do about it.
The best thing that they can do to help their friends, their family, their neighbors, is to implore them to listen to the Bill Martinez Show. Bill is a truth teller. Bill brings light and truth and joy into people's lives.
Let's bring reason back to the public square. Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live, a $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. 2 minutes before the top of the hour, we're remembering that today, the 27th of January, is Holocaust Remembrance Day. We remember it with the hope that this would never happen again. But the fact of the matter is that the human existence and experience, reduced to its lowest common denominator, can be quite evil. And this is what we saw happen. I mean, this has really happened throughout the history of man. This particularly sticks out when 6 million Jews were annihilated. But, to me, again, I look at that 100-year span, and part of that was involved World War II, and how the dignity of man was reduced, and they could be so easily snuffed out. And the millions of people that are no more, to me, Melissa Ortiz, it is a scary thought to think how inhumane, how undignified and mean that the human psyche can fall into and almost quite easily. I firmly believe the belief that really keeps us from going down that dark road is a belief in Almighty God. And this is what is so dangerous right now, because as God is being eliminated from the public square, it's not appropriate to talk about God, supposedly. All of a sudden, the truth and the truth of God has become an offense. And people are very angry about it. Because they want to, as they continue to go down this road that they're going on, they want to do as they darn well please. It doesn't matter. Well, the problem is when you go down that road and you remove the barriers, then we can go into dark areas that we never thought could be possible, right?
Absolutely. If you look back at Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler was queer. I am your God. The state is your God. And whenever we put something in the place of Almighty God, even we as a nation that was found on Judeo-Christian principles will find ourselves, Americans will find themselves going down that path, and we're already there.
Mm-hmm.
It's unnerving to me how many people don't even care about the idea that there is an Almighty God. Whether we acknowledge his existence or not, he does exist, and he does watch, and he does pay attention.
Yes.
And we need to be mindful of the laws and the boundaries and the barriers that he put in place.
Exactly. And it's also amazing here, Melissa, as you say, is that how do you think we got here? I mean, you know, I wake up every morning and I look at the skies. I witness God's, like the song Morning Has Broken. You know, you look at it and you see the wonderment of God's creation. And then you see God's blessing upon his creation and the invention. I mean, we're driving in cars. We're, the technology that is available today that should be honoring God and we should be grateful to God. For, and the hubris of humanity is like as if they did it themselves. Like, this whole idea about, you know, climate change and everything else. And I imagine a conversation in heaven between God and maybe even St. Peter saying, you know, God looking at St. Peter saying, I thought I told you to fix that. You know, I mean, like, like what? You know, how laughable. But
Who are you to tell me? Yeah,
right. But, you know, I guess, kiddingly, we have people like Al Gore that suggest all this stuff, and you know, back in the old days, Melissa, in the Old Testament era, when you had people prophesying things and it didn't happen, they were regarded as false prophets, and in some cases they were taken out, and by taken out I mean eliminated, never to speak again, because they're acting like they are, you know, they got oracles from God, and you know, the Lord says, you know, this is the way it's going to be. Well, you know, if you got it wrong, you can't just keep moving, you know, the goalposts. But in today's society, people want to protect people like Al Gore and say, oh, it's okay, you know, we're just going to let that stupidity continue on. We'll just give it accommodation, right? And here he is at the World Economic Forum that we talked about in the last segment. He was hysterical. I mean, he was channeling his Greta Thunberg. I mean, he was so emotional about it that, oh, my goodness, this guy, he's just hyperbole, and the lies just spew out of him as he claims some sort of, some reduced carbon footprint excellence and, positional authority as he flies into Davos in his, carbon-absorbing jet, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's funny because in my mind, anybody that flew on a plane to that meeting gave up their moral authority.
Right.
And it's interesting to me because I think that a part of it starts with the language that we use. The theme this year is memory, dignity, and justice. And the way that we show dignity to people is using language that honors them. And I have a little cheat sheet that I made up called Say This, Not That. And it talks about saying things like when you're talking about people with disabilities or people who are blind, people who you always put the emphasis on the person first. Mm-hmm. And you never say the disabled, the handicapped, the crippled, you never put the in front of it, because anytime you put the, and I taught both social studies and English, and you know, and I get it. It sounds much better. It sounds cleaner when you say the so-and-so when talking about a group of people. But if you really want to give them dignity, you say people who are blind, people who are deaf, people, or blind people, deaf people. You never say the blind, the deaf, because when you put the in front of anything, it objectifies it.
Yeah, good point. No, this is great. Yeah, I'm glad you're bringing this up, because words do matter, and we have been very fast and loose with the language. And I think part of this is that, realized this here recently, and I said, you know, there's been such a severe paradigm shift where we used to say that politics was downstream culture, right? The culture influenced politics, but what's happened?
Now it's the other way.
Exactly, and that's the reality that I've come to. I go, and this is the problem, because we're not, you know, there's no dignity. We're at each other's throats. People hate politics right now. You've got 50% of the country basically happy with things the way they are, which is amazing to me. It doesn't make sense. I mean, we were not that long ago, 2 years ago, energy independent. We had our grocery shelves jails were filled. There was in many areas the rabble rousers were under control. You know, North Korea wasn't firing off missiles. Putin was behaving himself. And within 2 years, we've got chaos and an increase in murder in the streets of America. And that's not, you know, it's interesting because Dr. John Lott says it's, you know, we're led to believe it's all across America, but actually it's really concentrated in about 5% of the country. But we're led to believe the thinking that, you know, there's all these shootouts at the OK Corral, you know, from east to west, north and south. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I know exactly what you're saying. And I think that it's one of the things that came very clear during the pandemic. It's not just believing that something is true all across the country. It's also believing that we are entitled to things. There is a sense of entitlement in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I, even before the pandemic, I have the privilege of mentoring lots of people under 30 here in D.C. and across the country, young conservatives. And mm-hmm. one of them, it blew my mind because he has such a strong work ethic. And he said, well, I think we need to be talking about a universal basic income for everybody in the country. I said, excuse me?
Mm.
And he said, well, don't you think everybody should be guaranteed to get their basic needs met every month? I said, no. I said, a universal basic income removes a work incentive.
Yes.
We have in this country decided, and this is especially prevalent among people with disabilities, and it kills me, people who are legitimately disabled often want to work and really fight to go to work. And then you have people who I call the fringe disability groups who just want that government check.
Exactly. Yeah.
And this mentality is re-ingrained in them. Here's an example. When we moved from New York City to D.C. for my husband to go to graduate school in 2008, I was on Social Security disability. I had been very, very ill and had major surgery and couldn't work. And so I'm on this. I go in, and the agent at Social Security, when I went in to change my address, I said, you know, I'm looking for a job. And she said, why would you want to look for a job when the government will take care of you?
Yes.
And the social safety net was designed to be exactly that, a safety net, not a hammock.
Right.
It was
right.
designed to protect the most vulnerable among us, or people who, for whatever, for a temporary period. And mm-hmm. it's a sense of entitlement. No, we're really not entitled to anything. Everything mm-hmm. we have comes from the hand of God through our own hard work and through community support and through things like that. And I'm not saying that you have to be good enough to receive it. That's not the issue. The issue is that you have to be willing to work for your, to care for yourself. And if you can't care for yourself, then your community needs to step up and take care of you. And mm-hmm. once we learn to care for each other and ascribe each other dignity, all of these things that are going on will not happen anymore. The idea that everybody in the country is killing each other, that's just simply not true. You're absolutely right. It is in less than 5% of the country.
Yeah. Historically, American citizens, neighbors, churches used to step up. The government came in and replaced the churches. And what have we done? All the trillions of dollars that we've spent, we've actually, in a sense, disabled people mentally.
And
we've taken their joy from them, because I don't care what the situation is that you're faced with. God said, be fruitful and multiply. He wouldn't have told us to do that. And he didn't say it, oh, only if you're in great shape do I want you to be fruitful. He cast that vision upon all his creation. And we're happiest when we are being fruitful, when we're multiplying, and we're being productive. Melissa Ortiz, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.
The feeling of the world is being held together with duct tape. Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for